I need to warm up a little bit. Would you guys stand with me? Yeah, this is for me. Hi, Gary, I see you on Zoom. Yeah, maybe you've done this on a team before, but I need to warm up my body and my mind. Would you hold your hands like this? Yeah, good, guys. When I say the word ready, clap, ready. One sound, one movement. Ready, 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 ready. I went to the store the other day. I didn't bring my bags. I wasn't. Ready, 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 ready. Let's go eye left. No, let's go eye right. Eye right, 47 tackle trap, pogo stick, Z right option on one. Ready, ready, ready. I think I'm ready. Go ahead and have a seat. Now, guys, that took about 45 seconds. I'm glad you're sitting. And in that 45 seconds, a man has already committed suicide. Suicide is now the leading cause of death for anybody under 50. 800,000 men commit suicide every year. That number has doubled in my lifetime. Shocking, right? Gentlemen, you've been talking about healing from sin. I don't think sin is the issue. Let me prove it to you. Romans 5 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Pretty clear. Romans 8, you've studied this here. We did a deep dive on Romans 8. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Pretty clear, right? Jesus himself on the cross says, "Tetelestai, it's finished. He's done his Father's work. The debt is paid." It's like we broke a sink and we couldn't fix it. So your Father in heaven went to Home Depot, got the best of the best and fixed it. You don't have to fix it anymore. The debt is paid. The issue isn't sin. Sin has been conquered, guys. The issue is shame. Men don't know how to deal with it. We see this with Judas Iscariot. What does he do? He betrays our Savior for 30 pieces of silver, and then he hangs himself on a tree. Now you know about Judas. You know about Jesus. You know Jesus' heart, I hope. He would have just forgiven Judas. Shame takes Judas. Satan starts buzzing around and gets Judas. He gets many men. He almost got me. Now, if you know my story, I'm a recovered addict, and there was a point in my time when shame wouldn't let me enter this room. My story is simple. I tried to commit suicide in the CBC parking lot. I'm a broken man. I've been through the steps, been through rehab, had great counselors. I understood what addiction was. I understood sin. I didn't know how to deal with my shame. Shame is this visceral substance that doesn't wash off. It's this gooey, sticky, black substance that sticks to the soul and corrupts the mind. It's my belief that shame destroys your identity and it destroys your aim. Men need both. You need to know who you are and where you're going. There's an analogy I really like. It's a counseling analogy. Imagine as if you're dropped into the middle of the ocean. Now, you can swim, but nobody teaches you what direction to swim in. Or rather, everybody has their own opinion. Coach says go that way. Teacher says go that way. Some TED talk you listen to says go that way. Your ball-breaking boss says go that way. Your spouse says go that way. Some guru says go that way. You're lost in a sea of voices. Jesus says, go that way. When a man is ashamed, he cannot hear the shepherd's voice. John 10, 27 says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them," identity, "and they follow me," aim. When a man is ashamed, he's too busy trying to prove himself, hide himself, or punish himself. That's what Judas does. That's why I almost did in the parking lot. I couldn't hold my shame. There's another analogy I really love. There's a monster in the closet. There's a monster in the closet, and you're this little boy. You have the sheet over your head, you have a flashlight on, and you're scared. The monster gets bigger and bigger. It's bursting from the seams. Your mind makes it bigger and bigger and bigger. What do you need to do? Now, this is part of your mantra. You must reject passivity and open the door. Look at the monster. It's just your dirty laundry. But in your head, it was this big thing. Now, in my shame, I have to admit, gentlemen, I could not open the door myself. The monster almost killed me. I couldn't deal with my sin and shame. I needed help. Now, I presented a problem. I think shame kills men. I think it almost killed me. I think it almost kills the people I work with at Higher Power. So what's the antidote? Shame dies in safety. I'm going to say it three times. Shame dies in safety. Shame dies in safety. Shame dies in safety. I'm using that language on purpose. You have to kill it. Shame is this ugly monster, this dragon that must be killed. But it only dies in safety. What does safety mean? Counselors use this phrase. Emotional and psychological safety. It essentially means you can share whatever you want and you won't be judged. You don't have to walk on eggshells to earn your place. There's nowhere to perform. You don't have to prove yourself or climb a ladder. You are accepted. Share your stuff. This is biblical. So many men I work with are desperate for healing. They have their shelf of self-help books and their podcasts, and they're listening to all these voices. But here's what the Bible says. James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. It's pretty clear language how we get healing. The Bible calls this confession and repentance. It's the only way, gentlemen. I want to leave you with an idea. Just an idea, because an idea can change you. Psalm 23. We know this verse. We're listening to David, who's a high-level leader. He's a king. He says, he anoints my head with oil, my cup overflows. It's a very gentle passage. If you were to read Psalm 22, David is lamenting. He's anguishing. He's a king. He's being attacked. He has a lot of shame. We know his story. David's actually a murderer. He's an adulterer. We know this. And he has a lot of shame. And in Psalm 22, he's lamenting. He's anguishing. Psalm 23, he anoints my head with oil, my cup overflows. The language is different. It's polar opposites. Scholars suggest that during this time, shepherds would actually anoint their sheep. It was for a practical reason. They would pour oil into the ear canal of the sheep to keep the flies from buzzing. Because once the flies started buzzing around, the sheep was lost. The sheep wouldn't listen to the shepherd anymore. So when Psalm 23, when David says, he anoints my head with oil, my cup overflows, he's using this analogy. Satan's middle name is Lord of the Flies. David is anointing his mind. He's saying, I'm not going to be the sourpuss, depressed man that can't open the door. I'm going to open the door, and I'm going to lament, and I'm going to go to God. So he deals with shame. He kills it. It's the last giant he needs to kill is the shame. He anoints my head with oil. My cup overflows. He goes from the scarcity mindset to this abundant mindset. You see the difference? He changes. His identity changes. He knows who he is and what he's aiming for. Shame steals your identity, and it steals what you're aiming for. Satan will shame you. Jesus won't. Shamed men and women will shame you, but good men will hear you. I want to leave you with an invitation to work on your identity. Nico, can you put up that slide for free counseling? Yeah, I know guys like free stuff. We have free counseling here at CPC. It's confidential. Raise your hand if you're one of my counselors. One of my counselors, yes, I have them in the room. It's free, it's confidential, it's biblical. Men work with men, women work with women. My ask, gentlemen, is that you take a picture of this. This may not be for you. This may be for somebody else. If you could take your phone out, take a picture of this. Send it to somebody who needs it. You can email me there, or you can look at our website online. Counseling helped save my life. It helped me open the door to my shame and deal with the monster. Let me leave you with a few discussion questions. I've got five. You're not going to get through all of them. Number three and four are my favorite. Number four is dangerous. Be careful with number four. Would you guys stand with me, please? Yeah, short, simple. Ready. Go ahead and have a seat. Thanks, guys. That's my time.